This year, the medical field saw more than deaths and illnesses related to COVID-19. There was also a lot of discussion about racial disparities, senior citizens, skepticism, and scientific breakthroughs. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Wormbach has this look back and ahead.
One new development in 2020 was the drive-through COVID-19 testing site. Whether run by government healthcare workers, the National Guard, or the private sector, such as at the new mobile clinic outside Barack Obama School in Milwaukee. As he pulled away from the clinic parking lot this week, local resident Oscar Rush said he was glad to have more testing nearby.
Oh yeah, it's a great idea to have more sites around. This is real close, especially a lot of people live in the neighborhood. Yeah.
Rush is black, and the Obama School area along North Sherman Boulevard is one of several in the city where COVID-19 has had a disproportionately high impact on blacks and Latinos. A Wisconsin professor says there's been a greater recognition of racial disparities during the pandemic, but Susan Lederer, who focuses on the history of medicine and bioethics at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, adds,
I don't know that I've really seen the kind of interventions that would level the field, as it were.
Lederer says, as with other pandemics or major disease outbreaks over time, skepticism has slowed the response.
Like a blast from the past, in that we've seen the same kind of resistance to public health measures that would have a great effect on preventing the spread.
Dr. Art Dersey of the Medical College of Wisconsin says society must keep a focus on ending racial disparities in healthcare.
So I do think that that is a task for leaders and leaders in our political system, leaders in our government, as well as for people in public health.
Dersey directs the Medical College's Center for Bioethics and Medical Humanities. He says another group suffering a disproportionate share of the pain and suffering of COVID-19 is the elderly. According to state numbers, 79% of Wisconsin residents dying from the coronavirus were age 70 and older. 92% were 60 and older. Dersey says the death toll highlights the need for advanced planning, asking healthy seniors what medical steps they someday might want taken or not taken.
Because people are surprised when people go into the hospital walking, talking, and short of breath, but otherwise seem to be fine, and go on a rapidly downhill course.
As the calendar turns to 2021 and more people receive the COVID-19 vaccine, Dersey says one thing that's been exciting is that this new type of drug teaches cells how to make a protein that triggers an immune response and later the production of antibodies.
Some of the things from the genomic revolution are sequencing the human genome and are advancing in genetic understanding have helped us create these mRNA vaccines.
Medical historian Susan Lederer says the speed of the COVID vaccine development is unprecedented. The smallpox vaccine, she notes, took a century to become effective and safe. The polio vaccine took decades. Lederer says she hopes skepticism about the COVID vaccine is ebbing.
But I'm not certain of it, and I suspect that we'll continue to see skepticism and active resistance because there is a robust anti-vaccination movement in the country right now.
Lederer says history tells us outbreaks and pandemics are bound to happen again at some point. She hopes today's younger people will help prepare future societies to be ready.
Even if they haven't lost people, they'll remember the profound disruption, you know, in schooling, in social life, in family life.
Others will remember the nearly 500,000 COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin and the nearly 5,000 deaths, numbers likely to grow well into 2021. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.